Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back to 3 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Cutler Dawson, retired 3-star admiral. That's a vice admiral, ladies and gentlemen. And also, he spent 34 years in the Navy. And he spent 14 years as the leader of the National Federal Navy Credit Union. And now he's leading another organization, the Center for Creative Leadership. And he's written a book called From the Sea to the C-Suite. I encourage you to check that out. Cutler, you got a website for us, please?
I do. It's Cutler Dawson. And all you have to do is Google that, and you'll go to my website. And then also, I encourage people to go to the Center for Creative Leadership website, and they might be able to find some tools that they need to help them lead their
So check that out, folks. Cutler, for you, you got some ways to think about talking to people, about how to communicate with people. One of my tools that I've tried to use, and I don't always do a good job of this. But I try to, you say listen first and then ask questions. But I've always found that if I ask a question first, it helps me listen. Because sometimes we get to talking or if we're not asking a question, if I'm not curious about what you want, I'm more likely to tell you what I'm thinking. And that's not a great way to communicate. And so I've tried to just ask a question first. And that makes me listen. What do you think?
I think that's a terrific tip. I tried to do that actually at Navy Federal when I was there. I would just go by someone's desk and sit down and say, first of all, I'd say, tell me about yourself. And then tell me about your responsibilities. And then tell me how I can make your work better and more efficient. And by just asking that question, as you suggested, it opens them up, particularly when you ask them about their family. They relax, and then you just start listening.
Yeah, and it's amazing what you will learn, and it's amazing, you know, when you're a knucklehead like me, it really helps to soften. It gives me a better chance of redeeming myself with people. If I start out like that, I have to work at it, and I really am curious about other people, but I just like to engage people, but I think ask a question first. And you've known people like this, Cutler. You're probably like this. I've known people that almost won't talk about themselves at all. They won't say anything. They continue to ask. They keep asking you questions, and after a while, you say, "Hey, dude, ease up on me a little bit here."
Tell me about you.
Yeah,
I will
bit.
Tell you that my experience has been that the longer you're in a position, you've got to watch yourself that you want to impart your wisdom on what you've learned to people. And you want to tell them things. But when you're talking, you're not listening. Mm-hmm. So you got to reach that right balance in any organization of listening to learn and then talking to be informative. It's quite a challenge, but the longer you're in a position, the more tendency you're going to have is going to be to want to talk. Mm-hmm. And you're not learning when you're talking.
The four most powerful words in management to me is, what do you think? If you can learn how to say that to your people right up front, what do you think? And it might be about what they bring up or what you bring up, but ask them what they think. That's powerful, isn't it?
It is, but it's also important to create a safe harbor so when people tell you what they think, you react in a calm, cool, and proper manner and not go crazy chicken on them.
Mm-hmm.
because then they won't open up with you anymore.
So you have four answers to questions. I want you to go through a little bit while we have a couple of minutes left. What do you think?
One of the bedrocks of my experience at the Naval Academy was they taught you very quickly that there were only four acceptable answers to any question. One was yes, or yes, sir, no, sir. Second one was no, yes or no. But the third and fourth are most telling, and that would be no excuse. And what that meant was that if you made a mistake, you own that mistake, and you said, no excuse, I will do better, rather than trying to lay it off on circumstances or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth, and a very important one, was if asked a question and you didn't absolutely know the answer, you would say, I'll find out. And think about that one for just a second. If you're CEO of a destroyer and you're going out of a port, and you turn to the navigator and you say, are we on a safe course to clear the harbor? He or she needs to know the answer. And if they don't know for sure, they need to speak up and say, I don't know, I'm going to find out. Then you, as captain of the ship, can say, all right, let's come to all stop,
yep,
figure things out, and go forward.
Until we can
find
out.
But if they tell you something that's not quite right, doesn't work.
That's right. You're going to run aground. The company will run aground. Governor Dawson, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Will you come back?
I will be happy to come back, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Don't forget, folks, From the Sea to the C-Suite, that's his book. Go check out his life well lived and well served.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.